getting back to basics. It's been a few years now, on and off. I've been doing the podcast and for open discussions and just kind of thoughts and ideas to be out in the world. And then I did the vlogs or video blogs for quite some time. But it's time to return back to start. Every once in a while, it's nice for a human to kind of reflect and see where we're at, see what's working for us in life, whether it be with job, relationships, friends, and then, you know, kind of make changes or whatnot that work for self. So for me, it's been trying out the podcast, doing the things, but there's always something inside of me still going, Carmen, you're a writer. So with back to basics in mind, I'm going to take a nice break from the podcast, a break from the vlogs, whatever they'd like to call them, and focus back on that writing. I see so many of my friends do it. I used to write daily. Of course, when you're a kid, you have all this time, you have hobbies and fun things and da-da-da-da, and you kind of go about the steps of life. You get to high school, activities get involved, all these things. And I grew up in that time frame of the go, leech onto whatever activities are in front of you, do the high school thing. And then I didn't even know what college was, but all of a sudden it was like, go to college and do the college thing, which that one's still over my head a bit. But it's now time, you know, school is done, college is done, work is work. But it's time to go back to my basics. Writing really does offer the mind to slow down. You write, you edit, you write again. You reflect, you read, you edit, you write again. You have someone else read it, take recommendations, you get the hint. But there's something about that slowness, and that's part of what's almost been a theme now for a while, back to basics. I think it was about a month ago or so, maybe a little over a month now, because I think it was still technically summer. I went to the art museum, Cleveland Museum of Art, and looked at and saw, oh, I can't remember the name of it. The Ticket of the Art. It was French. One of my favorites, of course. That's what got me intrigued to go. It was a French artist, and they were all about just the basics. They did this art, and they had their own twists and turns and themes to it, but it was just the basics. A woman sweeping and being, you know, I think the description was her being grateful of just, you know, sweeping with the broom and cleaning the house. Another lady that was sitting with a cat, you know, and that basic moment of just cherishing that time with that creature. And that's something that I've always, it's like the little self inside me wants, really like strives and just yearns for that slowness, but I get so cycled and twisted and turned back into of what others want or where the day is supposed to take me or, you know, work in progress. And I'm doing my best now, just like so many people who have been changing their lives and trying to figure out what works. And it's always a battle to make these changes, but eventually if it's supposed to, it does stick. And so for me, that writing is going back to basics. It slows me down because I can get so excited in the vlogs. I can get so excited at recording in the podcast and shooting out thoughts. And so I did kind of work on slowing that down. So with the podcast, I would think about it, write the theme down, and come back to it later, see what my thoughts were, if I wanted to post it, if I didn't, blase, blase, and go from there, which is nice. It's a good theme to see. It's kind of like that whole before you buy something or compulsively buy something, look at it, put it down, go away, walk around, and then come back to it later. It was a childhood friend that taught me that. I know a lot of Jessicas, so I know this doesn't help, but it was one of the Jessicas as a childhood friend. We would always go to the mall. One of our parents would drop us off, and I thought it was her, unless my memory is, you know, got me wrong, but still, she can have the credit for this. But it was this thought of looking at the items, walking around the mall first, and then going back and seeing if she wanted that item, I believe was it. And I never thought about it. I was a kid, and I never even thought about it just till now, though, thinking, yeah, that really is. That's a really, like, that right there is so meditative to think of in such a slowness. But she always had a very soothing, calm, just persona and aura herself. And I'm sure she still has that till this day. I don't know. I see her on Instagram. That's about it. But it's just, it's really thinking about that. But I can't remember now, like, a lot of our parents and how they were and interactions between, you know, so I can't remember what her household was like. But that's such a good theme to have there. And so it's nice to take that and do that with other things, with the podcast or with vlogs or with shows and or work or relationships or letters. It's just, you could do that with so many things, kind of let thoughts come in, write them down or let them simmer and then go back to them later and see. But life is about convenience and speed and fast, fast, fast and instant answers. And all. And I find myself in that. I have to slow down. Some things are a little too slow where I feel like there's never any response. And that's not great either. There has to be some action eventually or some development of things. But it's such a great, that's such a great thing, such a great theme to be able to slow it down. And I guess for me with the podcast and the vlogs, it forces me to have to, you know, move faster, get my thoughts out, and that be it, open for conversation, that awareness piece, which is not bad. It's something I did undone. But I'm really loving learning to go back to basics with my writing, to see where it can take me, to see where I can grow. There's a book in my trunk of a local Northeast Ohioan author, and I think her name was Kat. I'd have to look again. But I think I did tag her a while ago on Instagram, but it was just in the story. So I'm going to start reading the book that she gave me, and then I'll have to go, or that I purchased, and then I'll have to go from there and tag either again in the story or put a post up about my readings. But the readings were interesting too. It was like seeing all the good, even in a post-apocalyptic like a lifestyle. So I was telling my friends about it. I remember they just looked at me like I was like nuts. But I remember her perfect example was, the family is, you know, together, or whatever, or say a zombie eats one of the kids. And now it's like, okay, what's the bright side of that? And the bright side of that is, now there's one less mouth to feed. And it's like, oh, that's so beautiful. Like, because it's like, yeah, we could dwell and be sad, but in a post-apocalyptic world, I mean, there's really no time for sadness, right? You just have to keep going. It's that animalistic, that naturalist, instinctive lifestyle coming back into play, because you have to just keep going, and you really have to think about self in that instance. Speaking of going back to self and basics, you know, if this is a post-apocalyptic world, yes, we want to gather and in groups, we're powerful, but at the same time, if a man is taken down by a zombie and eaten and destroyed, like, yeah, that's it. You have to keep moving. You can't just fall and cry, or you'll be eaten too. And then, then I guess it's over for you. But it's just interesting. So now I think that book has been sitting in my trunk since I bought it. So I need to pull it out. But yeah, it's just wonderful. But I am excited. I'm getting back to a lot of things that kind of started, I think, when I was younger, as most of us. You know, things start when we're children, and then we kind of move from there. So, and back to basics. It is wonderful. So, the podcasts and vlogs and all that, you know, might be one-offs or such and such here or there, open discussions with you know, Zoom talks or something, which I would love to do that, just instead of having the podcast, like, really make it open discussion, inviting you to join me in, you know, live conversation, whether it's, you know, Facebook was trying something where it was kind of like, it was kind of like the Instagram videos where you can invite people into your video now. Facebook, I know, was trying out for that. I think it's at like celebrity level right now or whatever. But where if you're a podcaster, you could have open conversation and you can invite your friends into it. And it's just audio. It's not video. Which I don't know, that's kind of cool, like doing live discussion again, because you're not worried about trying to catch the video, and I'm sure it records, and then you can probably, you know, then it links to your account and post or whatever. The cool concept, you know, I just think it's cool because sometimes we have friends who are so far away and we want to talk to them, And it's like, hey, there's, you know, Shelly from three states over. Let me add her on real quick. Hey, Shelly, what's going on? And get the question. And then she can go on her merry day. And then maybe, oh, hey, it's Alicia from three cities over. And hey, what's going on? So I think that's really, I think that's kind of a cool concept, but we'll see. Because sometimes some of us think these concepts are great. And others are like, nah, I'm okay. But yeah, so definitely keep a peek out. I have to see. One thing that I definitely probably slowed me down is I'm using a new website builder, and I honestly don't understand how their blog functions. Like, the functionality of their blog is not that great, to put it in more simpler terms. So I might go back to, you know, a WordPress or something and be able to post the thoughts there, or find something where it would be really cool to find a page where maybe I just write it out and then I scan it in and make like a nice virtual book through each piece, like something miniature. That would be really cool to write it out. And I'll try not to do too much cursive, since I know actually a lot of people don't have cursive anymore in school, so that people can read it. But I'm sure it'll slide in there somewhere. But that would be really cool. I did that full circle. I did that virtually with pet recipes that I was doing. I had pictures of my cat, and it looked like a notebook or note cards, and then the recipe on the other side of the note card. Very cool, very cute little thing I played with there. I probably still have it. I never really published it or anything. I took down the pet care website, so all that stuff went down with it, because I'm all like, okay, photos and blog, and then I delete all of them, and people always go, oh my God, don't delete all that stuff. But I do. It's terrible. So maybe if I'm writing it out and then scanning it, I don't know. These are all just ideas. But I look forward to connecting and seeing where this goes, and just getting back to writing. And, you know, and I have to watch, because like I said, maybe I need to just type it, because if I write things out, sometimes they won't make it to the typing. Well, like I said, we'll see. It's going to be a lot of work. It's going to be interesting. But I'm excited to see where this goes. So stay tuned. I guess that's it for now for podcasts or vlogs or what have you. But look out for what's to come. Just the back to basics. Look out for the short memes and quotes and gifs that turn into short stories that maybe then turn to, you know, or articles that turn to stories, and stories that turn to miniature tablets and books or something. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see where it goes. Okay. Have a blessed and wonderful day.